Thanks, Ed. Many of you in this room knew Ed Meese as a colleague in the Reagan administration. Of course, the great thing about this gathering is so many in this room actually weren't even born until after the Reagan administration. Some of you may have even known Ed when he was serving with Governor Reagan. Probably more of you know Mr. Meese as a board member or distinguished fellow of your own organization. I checked, and according to his staff, he currently is active with almost three dozen different think tanks, academic programs, legal groups, nonprofits, and charities. Ursula thinks it's probably more than that, but Ed's not fessing up. Most of us know him as an informal advisor or mentor. He doesn't get a title for this work, but I think this may be one of the most important roles he has in terms of impact on the growth of the movement and the preservation of our freedom. Lee Edwards spoke about Mr. Meese's work with the freedom-based legal groups. The truly impressive thing to observe in the regular meetings with these legal eagles is the level of genuine, and I do mean genuine, collegiality. These are lawyers, after all, and some of the best in the business. They're all about victory, don't get me wrong, but what Mr. Meese has done has helped them and the rest of us understand what a vital role they play in the freedom movement. And in the process, he has forged a very powerful freedom-based legal network in this country. Like many of you, I've seen Ed Meese sit through conferences quietly making notes on his yellow legal pad. The topics addressed are usually issues he's well acquainted with, pioneered, and often lectured on himself. He doesn't intervene, doesn't check his BlackBerry for messages. He sticks around during the breaks for a quick visit or a bit of advice. He's often the one in the center of the group who's telling the jokes. Look out. Over the course of the next day, you'll find him. The most recent example of this I witnessed was a Friday afternoon seminar just last month. A group of about 50 members of Congress, state legislators, and policy staff had come together at Heritage to discuss the topic of this conference, federalism. All the participants were seated around a hollow square with chairs ringing the room. The discussion was lively, and presentations bounced from the state perspective to the federal perspective, with analysts chiming in on various policy applications. The final speaker, after a long afternoon, a wonderful rooftop reception, and then a dinner, was Ed Meese. Think about it. This was a gorgeous Friday in September. Congress was in recess. Most people working in Washington, D.C. were actually still on vacation. And here was Ed Meese speaking to an audience of legislators and staff, weaving examples from their own remarks that he had noted throughout the seminar. He provided historical context and advice. He took a long string of questions. It was a long afternoon that turned into a late evening, but these frustrated legislators left energized and committed to working together, and they're already plotting their next steps. I'm sure many of you can tell similar stories of Ed Meese energizing some corner of the movement, or settling differences, or bringing a vast coalition together. Every corner of our building at 214 Massachusetts Avenue in Washington, D.C. can tell these stories. Now, you would think that someone with an agenda and a long list of accomplishments that you heard about this evening would have gatekeepers. Those people who guard their time jealously, brush off the outside request, speak in hushed tones. He's a Washington insider, after all. Actually, he still maintains one of the busiest travel and speaking schedules at Heritage. He's regularly tapped as just the right person to navigate a thorny issue or shore up a wimpy politician. And in the middle of all this, he still remains active in the mentoring program we have for our interns. He takes on one or two of these budding conservative leaders, many of them with you at this conference, in each semester. His spirit of generosity and his energy seem boundless. Mark Levin, the great one, who happens to be one of the biggest Ed Meese fans you will ever encounter, once told me, what motivates Ed Meese? What makes Ed Meese so successful? What makes Ed Meese tick? He has the heart of an activist, Mark says. He's a great speaker, a great scholar, advisor, board member, mentor, because at the end of the day, he is in the fight. People who spend time at the Heritage Foundation will often walk away saying there's something unique about the culture of the place. It's not a wonky think tank. We're not one of those universities without students or a publishing house. We're actually in business to advance the free enterprise system, to limit the size and scope of government, to expand individual freedom, to protect the Constitution. And every day, we have a great mentor in our midst who shows us how this is done. And for the past 24 years, we've been very proud to have called him our colleague and our Ronald Reagan Distinguished Fellow in Public Policy. Ed Meese, we thank you.